हेलो, ऑलराइट, हेलो, वेलकम, थैंक यू फॉर जॉइनिंग दिस टॉक. दिस इज अबाउट इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर इज कोड एंड मोस्टली अबाउट चॉइसेस. सो दैट्स द मेन पॉइंट आई वांट टू मेक. देयर विल बी सम एनालॉजीज विद फूड. सो या होप यू डोंट लीव द रूम टू गो फाइंड फूड. सो स्टे विद मी.
If you want to see, you really need to stay close to the desk if you want to appear.
Okay, thanks. All right, so this is me. The one piece of information you may want to keep is the Codeberg username I have, because the code I'm talking about, so some samples and things you can copy from, are in the Codeberg repo I'm going to show later. So if there's something to keep from this slide, it's this one. And also that I'm working for Kairos, which I'm going to talk about a bit more later. That's the project I'm working on, the open source project I'm working on. So, yeah, as I said, this is about choices mostly. So I'm starting with food because it's a general thing in life. I mean, when you have to judge something with just one criterion, sometimes choices seem obvious, right? So let's take, this is a popular choice, a popular Greek dish, moussaka, and that's the well-known burger. So if we were to choose what we eat based on just one criterion, I mean, if that one was the amount of time you need to prepare, the choice is obvious, right? But obviously we don't always eat burgers for some reason. And the reason is that we have other requirements. But sometimes when the main criterion is there in front of us, our mind gets stuck to certain choices, and we had to choose otherwise. And that's what I want to show you, our story in Kairos and how we chose to do infrastructure otherwise. So this was our problem. So what Kairos is in a sentence, no, maybe two sentences, it's an immutable OS, a special purpose OS, mainly targeting Kubernetes, so it makes Kubernetes very easy to deploy, maintain day-to operations and such. But it's distro agnostic. What that means is it brings immutability on top of your favorite distribution. So you start with your distribution and then you apply Kairos, let's say, on top, and it makes it immutable, safe, secure, encryption and all, right? But that also means for our CI that we have to build many different images, lots of artifacts. So you see some numbers there, like the number of pipelines. And one thing to keep in mind, and you'll all know that, is that when you're working, you don't generally want to think whether you push something or if you open a pull request or something, right? You just do it. You don't want to have to think that you're going to pay for something. So initially we started, it's on GitHub, by the way, the project. So we started with GitHub Actions, the free ones. But because of these requirements, like huge disk space in some cases, like two VMs in one job, KVM support, which free runners didn't have, we were looking for a different solution. And initially we said, okay, let's put money into it, right? Money solves everything, and let's just start paying for runners. In our case, that didn't work because, like I said, we didn't want to have to think whether we push. So we were controlling ourselves. Okay, don't open a draft pull request, right? Because that also runs pipelines. Let's wait a bit. I'll do that tomorrow and things like that. So we very quickly reached the point where the cost, the amount of money we were paying, was double the money for the same kind of hardware but on bare metal. So what did we do? I mean, okay, we rejected that one. Dog fooding. So as I said, Kairos makes it easy to deploy Kubernetes, which is maybe the hardest and the more complex part if you want to start with your own hardware, like how do I maintain it and such. And that's what we do as a project. So we said, okay, we're going to do that. And then some more tools like, okay, Kairos, we solved the Kubernetes problem, how we provision stuff and how we maintain it. Then we chose FlaxCD for GitOps. I can't go into details on what these are. I hope many of you know what these tools are, but look them up because I only have 10 minutes or so. SOPs for secrets, so that allows you to actually commit secrets in your repository, but being encrypted. So it's safe to commit them because you need keys to decrypt them. But if you give the keys to FlaxCD at runtime, they will be decrypted and deployed. That means you can have full GitOps, nothing, no manual intervention for secrets or whatever. And then there is a project, you probably know that, the Actions Runner Controller, that allows you to run GitHub runners in a Kubernetes cluster. So this is our toolset. The next slide is completely relevant. It's just that I generated this one with AI, and it reminded me of something. And after a while, I remember what it reminds me. That's my real dog there doing the same thing. So we don't need AI. Just remember that. Real life does the same. Back to infrastructure. So some steps we did. So you can start with a cluster on your laptop, right? Very easy to get one, K3D kind, micro cage, whatever you prefer. Then you read the docs for FlaxCD, obviously, in SOPs. You create the keys you need. I'm not going into details, but this is what we did. More documentation on how you deploy actions, runner, controller. And when everything is working, that's the interesting part. Then you can go and get some real hardware. We went for, you know, value for money things. We tried a couple of them. So we got, 10 different machines or something, and then we deployed. And that's the interesting part. The three commands there, how much time do I have? I think I can show you a demo at this point. Where am I? I'm there. There. No. Where are you? Where did you go? Ah, there you are. So what I'm doing here, not here, but here, I will restart it, don't worry. So I start on a project that has no runners. On the left one is the repo. I'm going to show you the link in a while. And on the right, I'm just copying and pasting three commands. There is a timer down there. It's 3.5 minutes, spoiler. So what I'm doing is, with three commands, I start from a cluster from scratch. So I use K3D to create a cluster. And I play the secrets. So there are just two secrets, one that FlaxCD needs to pull the repository, and another one to decrypt the secrets that are encrypted with SOPs, like up keys for GitHub and such. This is the secrets command. This is the one that creates the namespace, and the final one bootstraps the already existing repository. So after 3 minutes, you'll see that we got runners deployed and connected to GitHub, and that's from a scratch cluster. And we had to do that two or three times because we chose some hardware that didn't work because of some network issues in Hetzner, I think we had. Then we moved, but by moving, we were afraid that, okay, we're going to do that again, but it turned out to be very simple. So what I'm trying to say here is that the choice we made paid off. Because every time we need to recreate the whole thing, it's just three commands, right? We create a cluster and we just spin it up. So the initial choice, I mean, we weren't sure if we had to spend the time to create all these. Because, yeah, I described that in 10 minutes, but it took a sprint or two, like a week or two, to implement it. But it turns out it pays off because now our infrastructure is cattle, it's not pets anymore. We don't care. We can go somewhere else if it's cheaper. So it does pay off. So I'm not sure where it is now. Yeah, I'm cheating a bit here because I don't want to wait for the reconciliation. So I just kill the controller to force it to check. This tool is K9s, by the way. If you don't know that, check it out. It makes it extremely easy to navigate through Kubernetes resources and all. So yeah, at this point, this is the action runners controller, and this will bring up the runners. So when we want to make changes on this thing, we just commit. So if you don't know what GitOps is, you probably know, but you just make a change, you commit it, you commit that to Git, and you can actually review that, and this thing will apply the diff to make your cluster look like what you described. So yeah, after a while they come up. Maybe quickly I can skip a bit. Yeah, there we are, and eventually they show up. So just to go back, yeah, that was it. This is the repo, so everything I showed is there. You can't really use it because some of the secrets are encrypted with my own keys, but you can copy everything else. You just have to replace with your secrets. There are instructions. I try to write as many docs as possible, but feel free to open issues or ask me anything. I have my, that was a screenshot in case I didn't have the video. So the outcome, yes, it works. It broke sometimes initially, but it balanced out. And like I said, it really paid off because it makes making change is extremely easy. So, what I wanted you to think that it is possible and it's a good idea, and I'm not saying it's going to work for everybody, and I'm not certainly saying that GitHub runners, the paid ones or whatever, is not good one, but different teams have different needs. So if you're thinking about it, check it out, check Kairos and ask us any questions. This is my email, this is the team's email, we'll get that one, and this is our Matrix channel, so whatever questions you have, we'll be happy to talk to you. And we're around. We also have a nice hoodie like this, but it's large, so the first come, first served, who is large, and we have stickers. And we'll be happy to talk to you outside. Thanks. Do we have time for questions, or? Yeah, we have. Okay. Need a mic? I don't know. Microphone?
Where? Yeah. Otherwise, you can just...
Or you can shout. I'll try to hear. Almost there. Yeah, there you go.
Hi. Have you faced problems with different CPU architectures? Because sometimes it may be hard to get some types of hosts, like ARM, x86, you know.
Oh, you're talking about Kairos?
Yes.
We're not the solution specifically.
Yeah.
So if the architecture of Kairos had problems with the... Can you repeat the question?
You run the test, but it's mostly based on containers locally. But have you found problems testing in different architectures?
Yeah, got you. No. The tests are mainly running with QEMU. That's why we need big machines, because it's a full OS. So we do test ARM as well. It's just a bit hard to test boards, because Raspberry Pis are just not as easy to automate. You need some KVM or something. So yeah, mainly QEMU. We do ARM, but not the actual boards. So sometimes things break. But yeah, that's a Kairos question. Yeah, thanks. Anybody else? We can take one more, I guess. Yeah, there you go.
I saw that you're using the Summerwine runners. Those are the old ones, right?
No, sorry. I realized when I was writing. Yeah, we have to update. You saw that.
You're going to switch to the Google managed, the GitHub supported runners?
They changed the images, you mean?
Yeah, I think the GitHub adopted the Actions Runner controller.
I didn't even notice that. Yeah, sorry. Thanks. We'll do that.
Okay, last question.
No? Okay. Thank you.